Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Big week for you with the Oscars on Sunday night.
This is it.
Do you anticipate this like other people anticipate the Super Bowl last week?
Yes, but I'm kind of alone in this. There's a lot of people who just dread how long it is, and they want to know who won, and they don't want all the other extras that are in there. But they have tried to stream it down, but it still runs at least 3 hours, at least, and sometimes...
Well, the Super Bowl runs more than 3 hours.
I know, but they have better entertainment, I think. Maybe.
Well, perhaps. It depends on whose opinion you're listening to. It is an interesting subject. Last year, the rating for the Oscars was 7.7, which is very good in TV these days. A given primetime night, a 1 rating, meaning about 1% of the audience, is pretty good.
Oh, good. Okay.
So a 7.7, of course, is not Super Bowl territory, but it's still far beyond the typical night. But there was the day when the Oscars were right there, almost with the Super Bowl in terms of viewing.
They didn't have all those other award shows. Now it's kind of like the afterthought. They get to it, and there was like the Golden Globes, but those. Well, they were barely televised. It wasn't even considered anything serious.
Yeah.
Now, I know who the main winners will be more than likely because they've already all won everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's not the anticipation for it that there used to be.
There is for Best Picture. There's a couple of questions there, so maybe.
All right, well, let's get into that. And we have at least one new movie this week we're going to talk about and leave some time at the end. Do you want to talk about Best Picture first?
Sure.
What is your what's your pick there?
I picked 1917, mm-hmm. and I did like it the best of all of the year. But it could there are because of some things that happened at the earlier award shows. Parasite has been right up there. That's
really?
A strange subtitled movie from South Korea. But it has, it will win. I'm sure it'll win foreign language, which they've changed this year. They call it international now.
Uh-huh.
But I do expect 1917 will win for cinematography. There are no actors from it nominated. They're not generally known. They maybe will be known later because of George MacKay is the main guy. But some of them, that we thought when we first heard about them would be bigger. For instance, The Irishman, it has been pretty well locked out, except in the in the actor categories.
And so far in the previous award program.
It hasn't won anything.
We're talking with Alice Reese and the Academy Awards. The Oscars are Sunday night. Best Actor, what's your pick there?
I believe it'll have to be Joaquin Phoenix. He's won everything, and he was my only choice for that. He's played Joker. He got into it so much that he lost 41 pounds off a very thin frame to start with.
Wow!
And he reinvented this character. It's a prequel explaining how he got to be what he was within the Batman universe.
Such a screwed up guy in the first place, basically. Yeah. Best Actress, what do you see there?
That has to be Renee Zellweger. She's won everything for her role as Judy Garland in Judy, and I can't imagine anyone beating her.
That's a big comeback for her, isn't it?
Oh, it is. She has won an Oscar before for Cold Mountain, and has been nominated a couple of other times. She's done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was in Chicago. She's done all kinds of movies, but she has not had anything successful in a while.
And then Best Director?
I believe it'll be Sam Mendes for 1917. Mm-hmm. He's the director, and he based this on his own grandfather's story he learned from him, stories he did from World War I.
So that would win both Best Picture and Best Director, you think? Yeah.
I think, except for possible Parasite sneaking in.
Well, that would be quite a shocker if that was the case. All right, so a minute or two left here, and a movie called Birds of Prey, a DC Comics movie, is coming out this weekend featuring the character Harley Quinn. Yeah.
She was in, the Margot Robbie plays her, and she was in the Suicide Squad, the DC Comics. It was a pretty big flop of a movie, but her character was very popular. So they have brought her and moved her into this other franchise, which is called Birds of Prey, and they are all highly empowered women who are all fighters and very strange, very odd group of people. And the title is actually Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Yeah. It's a strange combination of what seems to be comedy and extreme violence.
Yes. And the Suicide Squad thing, I couldn't hardly look at. It was very, by the way, this is R-rated.
Yeah.
And none of the DC Comics till now have been.
There's a trend of young women as warriors.
Right. Now, that's the deal right now. And they train and they really do that. I saw her in the other movie. She's quite good.
Yeah. But you haven't actually seen this.
No, I haven't actually seen this because I haven't had a chance yet.
The timing wasn't such that it allowed you to do that. But anyway, I expect it'll do pretty well, don't you?
I think so, yes. People want to have a little escape this weekend. I expect that will be the one that does well.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.